Okay. The top title is very long. It is a real-time PCR work on orange juice. And here I have a few terms. The 16S rDNA is represent Candidatus Liberator Asiaticus, is abbreviated as CLS. It's a pathogen of Huanglin bean. And next, cox is the represent orange juice of the host, the cytochrome oxidase. If I short the title can be relative population of Huanglin bean greening pathogen in orange juice. The content. What background is so why we use the qPCR in orange juice quality study. And then after that, we are just to introduce our struggle for DNA extraction from orange juice and the CLS detection, especially when the titer was low. And finally, we discuss a little bit about how to present qPCR result in juice or crop quality and safety. We propose a delta CT concept. And cross between concentration of CLS and DNA, cs-DNA and quality of orange juice. Here it's Liz talk had talked about a lot of about quality. Here it's from Plotter et al. 2010 summarized the results. Briefly, the orange juice from Huanglin bean infected fruits usually have the first one is sweeter, but barely you can find that. But usually it's less sweeter. And it's not sweeter, but less sweet. And have a sour, a grapefruit-like, bitter, and like more oil, pure oil, or metallic astringent taste. Within all flavor, usually the bitterness most consistently show up in Huanglin bean infected juice. Here is also Liz's talk already mentioned about this, but it's just let you know the Huanglin, regardless Huanglin bean, the Hamelin of Lancia different quality, the cultivar different harvest time, the Huanglin bean juice always have a higher limonene anomaly. Even though let's see the Hamelin, the limonene at December harvest, the healthy fruit is 1.45 ppm of limonene. But Valencia goes through all four seasons, including the Huanglin bean juice, never reach that level. It means it's different from the cultivar thing. It's hard to write a line to cut off which is good juice, which is bad juice from the limonene anomaline content. Here's why we come to our real-time PCR. There are different types of off-order, off-flavor of orange juice caused by Huanglin bean. And sometimes low sugar content, high acid content, other times high limonene anomaline content, or lack of top note of fruity and citrus aroma. Sometimes simultaneously show up in same juice, sometimes not. And so far, there is no marker which can be used for quality control in commercial level. And CLS causes quality deterioration, thus the population may serve as an OGA quality marker. And so in 2010, when I was Leeds postdoc, and we had a plan. We said, oh, we had about 10 samples, heresy and Huanglin bean infected juice. And we said, oh, let's try their real-time PCR result. and with Dr. Jackie Byrne and her lab's technician and postdoc's help, with all of their equipment, their chemicals, everything. And what their method is for leaf Huanglanbing detection, and they use the Li et al. 2006 method, multiplex method. What is multiplex? It means simultaneously you detect COX and 16 sRDNA. And we did extract the DNA from juice or pellets. Then here's this chart is really three samples from leaf. You can see that the COX, all of them, show up with about CT value of 14. What it means, quite a high titer. Within 14 cycles of amplification, you can reach the threshold, you can detect the DNA. Then for 16S DNA, for severe Huanglanbing, its CT value is 26, and asymptomatic was 38. Again, this then is from a leaf sample. When we use the orange juice, we were not that lucky, and we continued to work quite for a while to use various efforts to improve our extraction, but we did not succeed. Until someday, you go to this end of the almost end of the 40 cycle of amplification, finally I saw some signal. It just gave us some hope we can continue to work. And here it's briefly introduced what our DNA extraction struggle. Of course, we used the sample method, we used the whole juice, pellets, supernatant, freeze-dried sample, vacuum-dried sample, and most things time-consuming was DNA extraction. We did some improvement, and once it's orange juice, there is a lot of pectin there. The gel traps all your DNA. And why? Because both of them are soluble in water and insoluble in ethanol and isopropanol. What we did is just use the pectinase to chop up the pectin and release your DNA. Of course, you can use the aluminum chloride work as well as the pectin, maybe used more often. And another problem, impurities. They say some of them may be influence your later amplification. And here is a red line. It's if you use a column, get a good extraction, you have a peak absorption at 260 nanometer. But without column, what happened is you have a huge peak at 230, usually it's polysaccharide, and a lot of stuff has absorption there. And at 280, mostly it's proteins. What we did is use column. It's a lot of our extraction, and through column, then after absorption, then we wash off the impurity, and DNA was left in column, and then we elute our DNA. But even that, for orange juice had another problem with pH. The juice is very acidic, and even after extraction, pH about 4. What happened is without neutralization, the blue line, you can see, again, 260, you cannot see any peak, but instead you have 230 and 280. What happened there, it's here, give you a pH 4, it's our extraction, the pH. At that condition, your column, the charge changed, everything changed. You, instead of bind your DNS, bind impurities, therefore your things cannot purify your DNA. And what is simple, just adjust your pH to 7 before loaded column. Therefore, summarize this part, it's just we use the sonicator to improve the extraction, use packing nets, take care of the packing, adjust pH before spin column, therefore we get quite a good quality extraction of DNA. Then next it's our seedless detection. As I mentioned earlier, we used multiplex method and we did not succeed in the detection of seedless. And here I compare the multiplex and the simplex. Here's the exactly same sample I did twice. First time I used multiplex, second time I used the simplex. You can see Cox. For Cox, both of them are had a CT value about 7, and regardless which method you use. However, for 16S rDNA, multiplex until 40 cycles of amplification, it did not reach a detectable level. And for simplex, it's about CT value 33. Then why amplification of 16S rDNA was significantly affected by Cox, but not vice versa? Here we expected a few reasons. Initial template numbers of Cox were more abundant than that of 16R, sRDNA. Thus, amplification of Cox used up the NTPs in the PCR reaction and leaving little for the upcoming 16S rDNA. And PCR enzymes were very active in the earlier cycles. After many times of reuse, the activity decreased. And I don't see the multiplex not good, but if you use multiplex, we need especially for our experiment, we did not do the optimization we should do. And last of my topic is about how to present your result. Of course, it's a very important method and always be used, should be used at least. Absolute quantification, you just make a curve, standard curve, and from your CT value to calculate your target gene's copy number. And practically in our Huanlongbing research, what is reported their qPCR results mostly focus on seedless positive or negative, not number, but yes or no. New parameters for qPCR technology has been developed to improve sensitivity of detection, such as RGA parameters, Profagio seedless, Morgan et al. 2012. Nested PCR Lin et al. 2010. Quantitative PCR is capable to quantify DNA, of course. However, very little was practically used in Huanlongbing research. Storver and McCollum 2011 determined the correlation between seedless content CT value and Huanlongbing severity in Sichu tree, and McCollum 2013 had efforts to promote use of absolute seedless DNA copy numbers. And here is most of you may be familiar with delta-delta CT. This is for gene expression level. The importance is introduce the reference gene. And it's the first relative gene expression to reference housekeeping gene. And two, RNA reverse transcription was used because for our experiment we treat with DNA, we don't have this. And third, target gene and reference gene are in same organisms. For us, we are not. We're orange juice, for Cox, we all other things we use the it's orange juice. But the microbial organisms is different. It's delta CT to induce us to think about delta CT value. This is my next slide. And it's a CT16S rDNA is usually we are thinking about our target gene. And here my delta CT is the CT16S rDNA subtract CT COX. Here I have a chart for one sample used four different extraction way. Some of them are abused extraction. I call them sample 1, 2, 3, and 4 from order. Let's see the 16S rDNA. When CT16S rDNA in the second sample was delayed by 1.2 cycles, from 38.4 its first to 39.6 due to different extraction method. The absolute DNA calculation maybe cause your wrong result, but by using CT delta CT, the error can be cancelled by subtracting the delay in COX. Both the first and second sample had a delta CT about 20.405. And the third and first samples showed abuse extraction. It's not really the calculation problem. Here, I just show you. If you abuse your method, even the delta CT cannot help. It's because you cannot detect them. And here is a pink board there. It's a very important thing I want to point out. It's an abnormal amplification curve and unstable CT values when CT larger than 30, and especially when approaching 40. You can see the curve it's kind of not regular. Why we use delta CT in CLS detection in orange juice? CT reference indicates the DNA extraction quality. For example, in whole orange juice extraction, the value of CT COX should be about 60 to 70 cycle if you're using my old method. And CT reference indicates potential instrument failure. CT value reference can potentially be used for determination of adulteration. It's another issue. But most important, delta CT to avoid variability caused by sample preparation, different extraction methods, different labs, different workers, etc. cancel out errors. And then here, why don't use? Just try to stand by my oversight against me, but you can find a lot maybe. I will not talk the detail. And next, it's real world. See this, I have this is what my detected in orange juice, the CT value, is a single plex even. It's the CT value from 30 to 40. If you are familiar with the leaf detection, it's about 22 to 25 or something like that. As I mentioned earlier, if you are lower than 30, you have more stable data and you can more trust. If you're higher than 30, it's more difficult. This means our titer in orange is very low and have challenge with that. And here is our delta CT value. And the conclusion, develop the DNA extraction method from orange juice for PCR assay, and this method we are recently get improved and with the alcohol with the leads the bottle and the alcohol withdrawal. And CLS was detected from commercial orange juice, and this is the first time exactly we are using this. And we propose a delta CT concept to express micro beer population in plant orange to cancel any error caused change of CT values. Acknowledgement come to our groups, and some people discussed a lot with me about saying not necessarily agree with me. And thank you for your attention.
Thank you.